So, Eric, one of the topics that you look at in your research is crop insurance. And one of the things that didn't exist in the 1980s that exists a lot right now is a pretty large federally subsidized crop insurance program. So, can you give us a little bit of an overview of where we are with that in terms of protecting some of those market risks? And then maybe, Todd, you can talk a little bit about what are some of the effects of potentially the crop insurance program on not seeing what we've seen in the 1980s and potentially on land values and, credit markets and such.
Yeah, well, thanks, Anton. Yeah, I think, and I'll get started talking maybe about the farmer decision. I think crop insurance, you can think about it taking away a lot of the revenue risk that banks would have assumed, during the 80s. And so I could see banks being a little more lenient with their loan terms just because of the default rates that they would be facing. If someone has crop insurance, they're much less likely to default on their loans. And so, I mean, Todd, how would, as a, from the bank side, how would you see kind of someone with crop insurance?
Yeah, the banks love it, right? All lenders love to have some insured component. Like the joke that I often make is that, if they had an 85% professor insurance that was subsidized, I would be buying it, right? The other thing is we have a little bit of, I have a little bit of research that I've done in the past with a colleague, Ginny Eft at Cornell, where we actually see that a lot of farmers have a risk preference for what risk they're comfortable with. And when you start reducing their risk exposure through crop insurance, it allows them to transfer the risk that they can tolerate to other parts of their business. So there's actually a link between crop insurance use and short-term credit. So we don't see it on the mortgage side where you're buying, new pieces of land because you have crop insurance, but maybe you're willing to finance other parts of your business through short-term use. And also, at least in the Midwest where I live, we've also seen a rise in cash rental agreements, right? Which is also puts more of the risk on the farmer because now no matter what happens, you're paying some rental fee for that land. And so crop insurance plays a big part in that transition as well because you have that protection on the downside risk for your revenue. So now you're willing to transfer some of that risk to your rental portfolio.
Well,